door. At the far end of this sun-dappled, wisteria-draped courtyard, I see a Romanesque wooden door, slightly open, revealing light from behind. This courtyard is a lovely place, but the door invites me further. Do I dare approach this portal and open it? Walk through? Will my future change? Why am I so beckoned? I push open the door and enter. Two attendants lead me directly to an oaken podium set before a large audience of robed men and women. I am asked to give a speech. Quietly I say to everyone, "A speech I cannot give, kind friends. There was an outer door I saw ajar, and I came boldly through, but I am no one you would listen to." The same attendants help me don a robe, then lead me to a chair among the listeners. We all sit and wait.